So, both the rhetoric and the actions of climate change activists have been ramping up in their severity. And I think everyone's noticed this, even people who don't really follow politics, because they have been a nuisance to everyone. They've kind of abandoned the notion of civilized debate and pushing their cause through conversation and behaving like toddlers who have had a tantrum because they've not had their way and they're trying to embarrass their parents. That is the narrative that I'm going to thread through all of these eco-protests, that these people really do have an extended childhood. Their method of protest is really counterproductive to their own cause, but it's amusing to see. And the fact that they're making the radical eco-position look like the insanity that it is quite amusing to me, because they're going out of their way to do these things, getting arrested, whilst also making their cause less appealing to the average person.
The only frustrating thing is the elite capture an ideology that has possessed the halls of power, especially in our country, means that even so-called conservatives are amenable to this. For example, mm-hmm. Extinction Rebellion climbed on top of trains and were torn down by a very agitated public. And then suddenly, because Greta Thunberg starts crying about her dreams and childhood, the Conservatives in 2019 signed the Net Zero Declaration Pledge without Chris Skidmore ever actually costing it, as he told me. And they also signed in the Declaration of a National Climate Emergency. So you're right. The arrested development of these clowns is hilarious to laugh at, but we must continue to mock it so that our politicians find it mm-hmm. utterly untenable and aren't just captured by this idea.
I mean, if you're still not convinced, the fact that their figurehead is a schoolgirl who didn't go to school. Mm. I mean, why are you listening to her?
Yeah.
I've been in a room full of scientists and they were talking about Greta Thunberg. And I was just like, you're all scientists, you're all adults, and you're listening to a child. Don't you find that a bit demeaning?
I actually went to the University of Kent, and one of their climate scientists there was one of the people that wrote the Extinction Rebellion white paper. And I questioned him, do you not find it a problem? Because he compared himself to Martin Luther King and Gandhi. Unironically in a presentation, do you not find it a problem that Roger Hallam, one of your co-founders, who was later turfed out for making unfavorable comparisons to the Holocaust, endorsed violence in saying that some people may have to die to get a democracy fit for purpose? And he said, I'm not in the business of disavowing people. So yeah, I would also suggest that Greta Thunberg's well-funded efforts be spent on finding a solution to fetal alcohol syndrome first. Anyway,
moving on. We've got articles like this in The Guardian. Berating climate deniers isn't enough. Disruptive protests now seem the only way forward. This is, of course, left-wing media outlet asking for direct action on the streets. So, yes.
Wonderful.
It says that the time has come to choose. Do you trust the people in suits downplaying this emergency or the activists lying in the roads in an attempt to ward off catastrophe?
Sorry, I just love that the thumbnail image is a recreation of the torture scene from Clockwork Orange.
I noticed like, that as well.
We're the good guys. Now here, we're holding your eyelids open and making you look at the sun.
It's not the best optics for themselves.
No, it's not. And it reminds me of, there's a passage in the opening part of Michael Schellenberger's Apocalypse Never, where he spoke to a NASA climate scientist shortly after AOC had made her infamous declaration that everyone seized upon, that the world is going to end in like 12 years from climate change. And the guy just laughed and he said, all of these claims are bull, and they're about as reliable as the Mayan calendar.
I also find it funny that do you trust the people in suits downplaying this emergency when the people in suits are the ones selling the eco-technology that have lucrative government contracts? I mean, come on.
The head of SAGE, an independent SAGE, is Patrick Vallance as well, the Dr. Doommonger himself that got up at every COVID briefing and said we have to lock down, are now transitioning to climate policy. And it was Boris Johnson that turned around and said, oh yeah, when Patrick Vallance showed me the slides of why the world's going to burn, that's when I became converted. I was like, sorry?
Converted?
Was it a religious
using the language?
Struggle session? Like, God almighty. Inshallah for the climate, brother.
The article carries on, and we're going to read a small part of it. One of the two remaining Tory leadership candidates has pledged to retain the current de facto ban on offshore wind farms.
He's actually reversed that as of today.
Yes. The other wants to reconsider some of the key policies built into the government's milquetoast 2050 net zero target.
Milquetoast! Yes. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
That's exactly what I was going to point out anyway, so I'm glad you spotted it.
What?
Net zero is already incredibly destructive for the economy, and they're saying it's milquetoast.
Yeah, let's kill more people with our economic collapse.
they say the positions of Rishi Sunak and Liz Truss, respectively, if only they were very much against that 2050 net zero target. The Labour Party has one big climate policy. It's $28 billion a year climate investment pledge, but is still not putting global heating anywhere near the centre of its basic message and is thereby failing to acquire much consent for action on it.
Well, the problem with putting global heating at the centre of your consistent message is that not everywhere is getting hotter, particularly, for example, China, the leading polluter on the planet, who's just opened 252 new coal plants to exceed capacity and is responsible for increasing global emissions by 2030 if they continue their coal burning by, I think, about 16% total when we're 1%. Why aren't they getting hotter? Because China is, on average, having cooler temperatures for the last how many years? It's the planet's getting selectively hotter in certain spots. I mean, it's certainly, we're not approaching a heat death apocalypse at the way that they're describing it.
I'm pretty sure China out carbons, I suppose, is the word.
Out emits.
Out emits, that's much better than the rest of, than all of Europe and the United States combined. And we're more developed countries, you would imagine that we would be emitting more.
Well, the immediate dismantling of the eco-apocalypse narrative, not the conservation narrative, we should draw a very good distinction between those two, and we will do, I'm sure, in eventual contemplations, but is that President Trump, who said that climate change doesn't even exist, no matter your feelings on that, upped American gas manufacturing capacity, made them the energy independent nation that Nixon had promised for the first time since the target was issued in the 60s, made them a gas exporter, lowered gas prices, and at the same time as withdrawing from the Paris Climate Accords, made America the leading nation around the world to drop their emissions from 2017 to 2019. So it's not about the message, it's about practical policy. But you guys don't care about the climate, you just care about collapsing global economies.
So we've got other outlets as well. Is climate rebellion the future?
Oh, from Al Jazeera. Yeah. The Qatari media outlet that's funded entirely by fossil fuels. That's all right, West. Collapse and then run to us when you need more oil.
I did think it was amusing that it came from Al Jazeera specifically.
Yeah.
So also moving on, they're starting up again with the school occupations, which is not going to help anyone. I mean, if you're a climate radical, I think you need a little bit more schooling, personally. But
have you seen the recent Superman comic by Tom Taylor?
No, I haven't.
He took his pink-haired boyfriend on a school climate strike. And one of the signs for the front cover of the comic, I think it was issues 4, was in Swedish.
Oh, no.
It's like, mate, you've literally got frost breath. Like, you can develop teleportation. Are you telling me that you can't just, I don't know, fly up to the Arctic and breathe all over the sea? Just ideological incompetence. Anyway, sorry.
So yes, it's titled "We're Occupying Schools Across the World to Protest Climate Inaction," and it reads as follows: "School and university students all over the world are planning to take school strikes one step further by occupying our campuses to demand the end of the fossil fuel economy." Taking a lesson from student activists in the 1960s, I don't know why they're obsessed with the 60s, the climate justice movement youth will shut down business as usual, not because we don't like learning, but because what we've learnt already makes it clear that without a dramatic break from this system, we cannot ensure a livable planet for our present and futures.
So you've been misinformed. Fantastic.
Mm. I like how they've just like, yes, we already know enough. There's nothing we can possibly learn. I mean, that's already a red flag right there.
Yeah.
I don't think there's any aspect of the world around me that I don't know enough already to be certain about something.
I did my career prior to Lotus Eaters. I did 3 years in environmental policy making, spoke to industry experts, went to COP, etc. And there's still stuff that I'm learning about. So the idea that these imbeciles who haven't even done the new GCSE on climate change that is genuinely coming out in the UK is that they suddenly can run the world as some sort of unappointed citizens assembly dictating policy from the age of 14. It would be laughable if it weren't actually happening.
It's the schools, though, to blame.
Yeah, absolutely. It's ideological indoctrination. But then this comes from the Freirean education model of it's more of a reciprocal dialogue between teacher and student. There's no power dynamics, and that we should encourage emotional, authentic expression rather than facts and logic, because logic is a tool of violence. And this is, you're just engineering little activists who are half informed but very motivated.
So it carries on. Why occupy? Because we've marched, we've launched petitions, we've written open letters, we've had meetings with governments, boards and commissions, we've struck, We filled squares, streets, and avenues with thousands and altogether millions of people in continents across this earth. We've screamed with all our lungs. You're just embarrassing yourself. Some of us have even participated in blockades, sit-ins, and die-ins, which are very cringe. And just as it seemed, the seed for the deep and radical social transformation was taking root in the midst of massive 2019 climate mobilization. COVID-19 came and our momentum drastically decreased. What didn't decrease, however, was the greenhouse gas emissions, the exploitation of the global south, and unimaginable profits hoarded by the fossil fuel industry. I also like that they're saying that we didn't stop emitting greenhouse gases in the pandemic, when at the same time, we had people calling for more lockdowns, the climate lockdowns, because of the reduction in emissions. So
climate
that's just
lockdowns was
flat out wrong.
Was
right
an
there.
Actual endorsed position by one of the co-founders of Extinction Rebellion, Claire Farrell, that I debated at Durham University. And she said, the furlough scheme and pandemic emergency measures were the ideal instrument to lower emissions long-term and also do racial reparations.
I think she should be repatriated to North Korea with policies like that.
Well, I think all that rainbow hair dye is slowly seeping into her brain and rotting it.
So there's also more madness in that they're now trying to go to art galleries, which are obviously completely unrelated to the climate, and gluing themselves to things, just being irritating. However, at least this time, it's a rubbish modernist or postmodern art piece rather than things like John Constable paintings, which I actually really like.
Have you, as well, it's funny, this is in Italy, have you heard about the Bologna social credit system?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah, that's just nightmarish. So I love how they're saying, oh, we need to do more climate policy, when you're literally turning into an eco-authoritarian dictatorship before your very eyes. You're just unhappy about the rate of societal collapse.
Well, to be fair, the two parties that are polling highest in the Italian elections at the minute are the Italian Fascist Party and the Socialists. So
I see no difference.
I was about to say.
They're just identical.
Two sides of the same coin.
Yeah.
So also in the United States as well, they're trying to spoil other people's fun just by sitting and getting in the way like spoiled children. Climate protesters arrested at congressional baseball game while blocking stadium entrance.
Well, that's very racist of them. They're inconveniencing the low-paid black staff there.
That's true. Three protesters were arrested Thursday evening after blocking one of the entrances to Nationals Park during the 87th annual congressional baseball game in Washington, D.C., as activists demanded lawmakers address climate change. I don't know why they're trying to convince people at a baseball game. You're just going to wind people up.
Oh, it's the congressional baseball game, so it's actually the Congress people are in. It's an annual thing where the Congress people go.
Oh, okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah. But
makes a bit more sense.
This is the one where, you know, Steve Scalise was shot by the Bernie bro in 2016. There was a Republican congressman.
Yeah.
This is this event. But the point is, they're just passing the Stop Inflation Act right now. Mm-hmm. And even Joe Manchin's been whipped into line to tout the Democrat Party narrative. They've got about $300 billion in there for climate provisions, and it's ripped straight from the Green New Deal. What more do you crazies want?
So there's also protests in Scotland. They occupied a port in Aberdeen. just pointless. I mean, lots of potential shipping there that are completely unrelated to oil and gas being halted in a recession. That's great. That's going to really help innovation.
Could we just pack them in a crate and drop it in the ocean?
if only. So yes, they've also been trying to block the M25 motorway in Britain.
Yep. Right up the road from me, Dartford. Terrible.
So apparently they just want to get run over. I suppose that's one way they can help the climate, is stop consuming by getting run over.
I do not avow this, but it just brings to mind the image of when SpongeBob SquarePants tries to do his driving tests and his toe breaks through his shoe and just hits the gas pedal. I don't endorse that, by the way.
So, yes, it reads, at least one protester was arrested on Wednesday after climate activists from Just Stop Oil climbed on motorway signs on the M25, triggering major tailbacks. So all of these people they're inconveniencing, I'm sure, are really convinced of their message in their fossil fuel cars.
And increasing emissions.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just staying there, running their engines for longer, which is just madness, really.
I mean, I want to just take a blowtorch to the ice caps to spite these people at this point.
I know what you mean. I just want to, like, kick a penguin. Just, there,
just
there
burn tires in my front garden.
I want to become the evil person that they want us to be. Yeah. So it carries on, and I quote here, all-time temperature records are being obliterated. Thousands of people are expected to die from heatstroke, and the liars and plotters who are vying to lead us are too busy fighting amongst themselves to even care. I mean, the first part is insane, although liars and plotters trying to lead us, fighting amongst themselves. I mean, fair enough.
Which of these, I mean, true, which of these groups is doing this? Is it Extinction Rebellion?
This is Just Stop Oil.
Okay, because I was going to say, Insulate Britain is headed up by the former founder of Extinction Rebellion, Roger Hallam, the guy that I mentioned earlier. Mm-hmm. And basically none of their members have any insulation, and he runs a hippie-style commune where people are just living in tunnels beneath his home. And he wrote a...
rodents.
Yeah, he's been responsible for loads of these protest movements, like Stop Killing Londoners and that. And his PhD thesis at King's College, I believe it was.
Did you say he ran a thing called Stop Killing Londoners?
Don't say it.
That's pretty racist.
Yeah. So he wrote a PhD thesis on comparing himself, again, to MLK and Gandhi in radical protest movements. So he's just an egotistical socialist who's using these crazy people and... inaccurate climate apocalypse narrative as a Trojan horse for his own empowerment.
Talking of ego-driven people, let's have a look at what was going on in London recently. So this is Animal Rebellion, a offshoot of Extinction Rebellion, taking milk off of shelves, as you can see in this video here, and just leaving it to go bad, which is very wasteful.
I know, I drink all that, it makes me thirsty. Of course it's in Waitrose as well.
Yeah,
of course it's in bloody Waitrose.
If you're not from Britain, that's like an upmarket posh supermarket.
I don't even know what to compare that to. Like, isn't Whole Foods kind of expensive over there?
It's like in the States, I don't know.
It's like everything's organic and it's all, you know, branded as locally sourced farmers, and it's 10 times the price. And
I imagine that the cows probably have a better diet than the eco protesters.
They probably have better living conditions than I do at this point.
The amount of pressure that have been put on British farmers to make everything as nice as possible for the animals. I'm kind of jealous of the cattle at this point.
Yeah.
So yes, they're just wasting stuff for no reason for a so-called protest. And yeah, there's no reason for it. And if we move on to the next one, they're also pouring the milk onto the floors. So the poor...
In Harrods.
Yes,
again.
In Harrods. Again, another posh...
Well, that's the one-of-a-kind department store in one of the most expensive parts of London. And my aunt used to work the perfume counter there part-time, and there were like Saudi princesses that would walk in and buy 3 bottles of perfume with duffel bags of cash and just drop them off. And that's where they're pouring the milk out. Really? You're saving the planet, are you?
They're not really getting through to the average person, are they, doing this?
No.
And there's no need for that. So, yes. They've also...
Waitrose cheese room.
Yes, they've blockaded the cheese room in Waitrose.
God, actually, to be fair, I wouldn't mind doing that myself, but I need to blockade myself in and eat the entire supply.
Yeah, it's
remember we were talking about the mouse utopia a minute before? This is literally something done by the beautiful one rats, of where they've got no actual concerns about resources, but they're entirely performative, and so they're going after literal cheese.
It's just so silly. Like, what are they really achieving here? They're trying to be these defiant sort of civil rights styled protesters sitting down in the face of defiance of these poor minimum wage workers.
I'd rather they sat in on a bath or a hairdresser's.
I also find it amusing that if they're worried about animal cruelty, why have they not protested any halal or kosher animal slaughterhouses? I mean, that's funny, isn't it?
That would be haram.
I mean, if they went and protested there, I'd actually go along and join them, because those practices are pretty barbaric. I mean, they're cutting the throats of living animals. So I wanted to end on something amusing. You might have seen this already, but I just love this clip. I think this is Just Stop Oil.
Yep.
They've climbed onto a tanker and they've halted it. Let's have a look at this Sky News coverage.
What are they achieving?
Well, what they're saying is they want maximum disruption to stop the government extracting oil and gas.
Yeah, but that's cooking oil.
Oh, I love that clip so much.
Oh, it's fantastic.
So, yes, they're so uninformed that they're stopping cooking oil, of course, made with vegetables, most of the time, and they're acting as if it's fossil fuel.
Well, they're coming out as based seed oil disrespecters, so suddenly I'm pro Just Stop Oil.
But yeah, expect lots more of this to come, even though most Western governments have given in to pretty much their every demand. They're still protesting like the world is going to end, and it is obviously sensationalist madness.
If you appreciated that segment from the podcast of the Lotus Eaters, you can go to lotuseaters.com to get access to all the content we have on the site, such as this article from Bo on the Edge of Forever. If you want to find out what else we're putting out, you can follow us on Getter at @LotusEaters_com on Getter. Thank you and goodbye.